Before it gets a little suggestive with those, whoa, I dropped you with those lyrics. Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and there's no babies and no nothing like that, but this is episode 285 of the podcast. We are going to do a Huddle House confession tonight and say goodbye to our good friend and very long time cohort and co-host of the Just Us Geeks podcast. One Logan Barnes. Well, not really bye-bye, but we'll see you for now. How about that? Do me and yourself a favor. Go to facebook.com/justusgeeks and do fun things over there. We'll park in between James and this rando's car. Oh, they're on the same side of the booth. They don't know it yet, but we're seeing how sweet they are. Facebook and Twitter at Justice Geeks. Twitter and Instagram at Justice Geeks. Go to our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated, and you'll see this really sweet photo of James and Logan in the booth at Huddle House for Logan's quote-unquote final Huddle House confessions. It's not going to be his final one. You got your wallet, so I don't have to get mine out of the bag. Emily's here with us, and we'll go and do these things to say farewell to Logan for now, as Logan, with his haircut, sets off on his journey to Nashville to bigger and somewhat different things. How about that? One final Huddle House confession. Although I will say, it might be fun to go visit Logan in Nashville and do a show up there. We'll see. Aw. You guys are so sweet. I used NSYNC's Bye 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 to open the show.
I thought you were going to use Hamilton one last time.
That would have been really good. Oh. Good job.
Everybody, let's try it one more time.
Delete it. Go back out. Don't forget the closing song.
Oh, no.
That's got to get added in.
We've already
put that in. I guess I'll just have to listen to that.
Well, it'll take you. It'll be once where you actually listen to the podcast and you can figure out what happens.
Yeah.
I will say Emily took this really sweet photo that I'll go on and post in Jugheads right now.
No.
I'm going to say, since Emily ate our chicken wings, I'm going to...
Wait, no. I ordered those chicken wings.
So I'm going to get somebody. I'm going to get a sandwich.
Yeah,
well, they were brought to us.
Becca ate half of them, too. So.
Oh, do I need to pay you for them, then?
No, I paid like $4 for everything we ate. We had cheesecake and everything. So we're good.
Having trivia go, guys.
Lowly trivia hosts.
Yeah.
We ended up with a 23 and a 20. And then just for funsies, we told them
double or nothing.
Hi, how are y'all?
How's it going?
Good. What can I get y'all to drink? Coffee.
Coffee?
I have a coffee and a water.
Okay. Kramer?
No.
Okay.
Bubba Lavis was there, and we had him decide if they should go double or nothing for the winner, and they did, and they both got the tiebreaker question right.
So Russ came over. The group that won, it was a big group.
A big old group.
And it was up against Dan by himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was Dan the 23?
And
the
Dan 20? Was late.
Oh. Yeah.
So he perfect two rounds?
No. He got there halfway through the first round, so when we went back through the questions, he was able to catch them.
Gotcha.
He didn't have time. Like, he didn't have a lot of time on that first round.
I think that I'm maybe Dan's like trivia kryptonite. Maybe, I don't know, because I was like, this will be way too easy for Dan.
Yeah, Dan's definitely getting these questions, and then the stuff we're like, oh, he's definitely getting. He missed.
Oh no, I've played trivia with Dan before. There's some things that he just genuinely does not know.
All right. So we did a potpourri round
to launch it,
And then we did a
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And the final round was the Golden Globes.
Oh, nice.
But wasn't like current gold. Well, some questions were current.
Some of them were.
Like two or three current, but they were had to do with like how many nominations has Guillermo del Toro had, or
how
like,
hard did James Franco push Tommy Wiseau away from the microphone?
Let me read you the questions.
I'll
read you, Trivia Master, in your last quote unquote. Last for a while episode of the podcast is questions. You see if you know the answer. Question one, round one potpourri. We've got a couple of great rounds of trivia for you tonight, and the first question ties right into with round two of tonight's trivia, smarter than the fifth grader, or maybe in this case, smarter than the President of the United States. Complete the following phrase from the national anthem: "O'er the ramparts we watched were so blank streaming."
It's gallantly.
Right?
Correct.
Number two. Did you get chocolate milk?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my God.
It's the last show. He's going to definitely get it.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Thank you.
I think I want... Do you want anything?
I'm
real quick.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting something to eat.
Are you getting food?
Nah. I just got back from Buffalo Wild Wings, so...
It's called B-dubs.
Yeah.
B-dubs.
What was that? Somebody cut their finger off.
So you know, say, yeah,
don't eat the fries.
Do we know, guys, or we need
them? I think so. Go, James.
I want a Philly cheesesteak sandwich with fries. That's it for me.
What you want with your chocolate milk?
Just the chocolate milk.
Just the chocolate milk.
Yeah, that's just
a
fine
waffle,
for me.
Pancake.
I'm you good, want a thank waffle?
Come on. Okay.
Nah.
Get a waffle.
I'm good with coffee.
You know what? I'll have a waffle as well.
You want a waffle?
Attaboy.
That's right. I'll split
right.
it with him.
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to do a Philly cheesesteak omelet.
Okay.
With cheddar cheese, hash browns, and wheat toast.
You want cheddar cheese in your omelet instead of the
Yeah, can you guys do the omelet on the griddle instead of in the pan?
I can.
Okay,
I
good. Let's do that. That's the way we're going to do it.
Yeah, I can add
And then he
that.
And I will split that waffle.
But yep. you don't want the Swiss. You'd rather just cheddar. Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to split the waffle.
Yeah, we'll split the waffle.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all fix right up, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so obviously it's been a long time since we have been here.
Yeah.
All right, so question number two. You got the first one right. Good job.
Yay.
Are the categories of Mount an award ceremony, a particular award, the Golden Globes? But before we get to that, we have this question. What is the acronym or term associated for a person who has swept all four major annual American Entertainment Awards?
EGOT, EGOT.
The EGOT, correct. Mm. Number three. I got this sweet new t-shirt today because Rocco's Modern Life was one of my all-time favorite cartoons as a kid. What voice actor provides the voice for Rocco, the timid Australian wallaby from the series?
We interviewed him. I should know his name, but I don't.
No one else did.
It's Carlos Salas Rocky.
Ah,
it
boom,
is.
Sauce. Hey, nice.
Yeah.
Question number four. Roll Tide.
No one got that. Really?
And also, it was supposed to be me saying this question, and I refused because it started...
Question number four. Roll Tide. The University of Alabama claimed its fifth national title in football in the last 9 years. How many national titles has Nick Saban won while at the University of Alabama?
I don't know. Nine?
The answer is in the question.
Five. It's five. You're wrong. You missed one. Hold your finger up that you missed one.
Football.
One. Hold your finger up.
Hold your finger up that you missed one.
Keep it
okay,
up.
Okay, good.
The whole
you still
show.
Have to do what we say. Question number five. Sticking with the SEC and national championships, what is the only SEC school to not win an NCAA national championship in team sports?
Go ahead and hold up your second finger.
Yeah. I don't
take
know.
A stab at it.
Take a stab.
Georgia?
Mississippi State. James wouldn't read the question.
I wouldn't read that question either.
Oh.
Question number six. This weather's been crazy, right? Hot to cold, back to hot, now snow tomorrow, maybe? In Fahrenheit, at what temperature does water freeze?
32.
No, okay,
everybody
good.
Got that one right. We were very happy.
Number seven. A bomb cyclone covered a good portion of the East Coast over the last couple of weeks, and while it sounds a lot worse than what it really is, they're still incredibly serious. What is the technical term or name for the bomb cyclone?
Is it the, what is it? Not the polar blast or whatever.
No.
I don't know that one.
Explosive cyclogenesis.
Oh. Yeah.
Or a blizzard.
Someone put a blizzard. It's not a blizzard. It's a hurricane with snow. Number eight.
It's a blizzard.
Why didn't they call it a snowicane?
I know. You'll like this one. Question number eight. Pez dispensers are neat. You can pretty much get them with any character or person on top of the dispenser. The word Pez comes from the German word for what?
No one got this.
Pill?
No.
Peppermint.
Oh, okay.
We learned.
Before.
Everybody in that room learned.
Question number nine.
The Golden Girls was a critically acclaimed sitcom that starred Bea Arthur, Betty White, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty as four older women in the golden years of their lives sharing a home in Miami, Florida. How many seasons were there of The Golden Girls?
Oh, gosh. Six?
Close.
Close. Seven.
Seven.
So that's five. Yep. You've already lost.
Number 10. What? While Miami is nice, it's not Florida's state capital. What is the state of Florida? What is the capital of the state of Florida?
They go there in the office a lot.
Is it Orlando?
No. Oh, my God. You would have come in second. It's Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
No, he wouldn't have. He's missed more than Dan did.
Yeah, that's
already.
Six.
Dan missed seven.
Dan missed
10.
Dan missed six, and we gave the...
No, Dan missed 10. Total. Dan missed 10 total.
Okay, so Dan got a...
He got a 20. I don't know what he got in the first round.
Okay.
I know I'm not going to get the Golden Globes round. That's...
Okay.
No, you actually... They have nothing really to do.
Okay. So, round two. Are you smarter than the fifth grader? How many cups are in 28 fluid ounces?
Take your time.
It's a 0.5. It's
three
a number.
And a half.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
It's
good job.
Cups.
Good job.
I should have to do the math.
Yeah.
I knew how many were there. But
there was a lot of people that got really close.
Yeah.
Question 12. What white puffy clouds are known as fair weather clouds?
The cumulus.
Good job. 13. Between 1455 and 1485, the War of the Roses took place in what country?
It's England, right?
All right.
Yes, sir.
14. A common type of radio wave is referred to as VHF. What do the letters VHF stand for?
Very high frequency.
Very good.
We giggled a lot at that question.
Yeah, because it's like, really? It's just very high frequency. Question 15. Budapest is the capital of what European country?
Is it, I'll give you a hint. It's next to Turkey.
Oh. Istanbul?
Wrong.
Oh.
Hungary.
Istanbul is
okay,
a
so
city.
Put
it
you
not?
Before. You got you got four wrong already.
Right. Well, that's one out of that category.
Exactly.
Well, now, we'll keep total score. So you're
now,
five.
Now a National Historic Park. What site was headquarters for George Washington's army in the winter of 1777 through 1778?
Was it Valley Forge?
Yes, that's right. Valley good
Forge.
Job. Good
it was
job.
Valley
you not
something.
Believe yes. how many people missed
yeah,
that.
One team got that right. 17. By definition, a prism is a solid figure that has how many congruent bases?
I don't think anybody got those one right.
No, we have one.
Oh, I think they
one.
Guessed.
And it was Matt's team. Congruent bases.
A prism has how many congruent bases?
Is it sides or...
We didn't give anybody hints.
Okay. Is it six?
And I'm going to go ahead and tell you that that's what we thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was six, too. It's two.
It's two.
Okay.
So you're
congruent.
I was trying to give you the answer.
Yeah.
Over here.
Okay, so that's what, five? You missed five?
Yeah,
six.
Six. Okay, six. So you're 24. Okay.
So
can't miss
anymore.
Can't
miss anything else. Or you lose.
18.
But you might beat Dan.
If you take the square root of 16...
I'll keep up with this so you can use your fingers.
And add it to the square root of 9, the answer you get is the square root of what other number?
Square root of 49.
Boom! Son! Nice. 19. Mexico is bordered on the south by Belize in what other Central American country?
Oh, hold on. It's got the stupid canal. I can't think of the name of the...
It's not Panama.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, it's not Panama. Which somebody put Panama.
I know.
I was like,
it's
that's
close. It's close. Yeah.
Panama's farther south.
Yes, Panama's the end.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So it's Belize and Nicaragua? No, that's
no,
South
that's,
America.
That's South America.
Yeah, that's officially South America.
It's close.
I don't...
Nicaragua's like over there next to it.
Guatemala.
Okay.
It's a law.
So you're beating Dan.
No, he's tied with Dan.
He's tied with... No, Dan got 20.
Oh, no, he's tied with the
winners.
The winners. Okay.
Yeah.
Question 20. If you plan to visit the three tallest mountains in the world, what continent would you be visiting?
Asia.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, going into the final round, you can't miss any.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're tied
Question
with
21.
Winners.
You're gonna miss this.
Yep.
This last Sunday marked the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards. What is the name of the association that presents the Golden Globe Awards? The Hollywood. I'm giving him a hint. It's his last show.
NBC. No.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, so you're second.
Second. Okay. Yeah.
22. The Handmaid's Tale, a television series based on the dystopian best-selling novel by Margaret Atwood, won for Best Drama TV Series.
You want to warm up on your coffee?
I think we're good. What network produced The Handmaid's Tale?
I'll give you
a hint. It was Hulu, wasn't it?
Yes. Good job. Yeah. Good job, good job.
Somebody put NBC.
Yeah, somebody put NBC. 23. Lady Bird was a movie that won for Best Actress and Best Musical or Comedy Motion Picture at the 75th Annual Golden Globe Awards. But maybe isn't the Lady Bird of our hearts. What fictional TV show character had a dog, a pure
parent? I knew you were going that way as soon as you said Lady Bird. Like,
nice,
I was
nice.
Figuring out if you're asking for the show or the character.
I had to read that one. He just, before I did, he goes, "Don't do the voice."
Because of the end, we went, Lady
Bird. When we gave the answer, I went, "Lady Bird."
Okay. 24. Guillermo del Toro won a Golden Globe this past Sunday for Best Director of a Motion Picture.
You're not going to get this.
How many times has del Toro been nominated for a Golden Globe?
I'd say four.
No.
Three.
A lot of people did.
It's
a lot
three.
Of people said four. It's just three.
Okay. So you're beating Dan.
Still beating Dan.
Still beating Dan.
Okay. 25. Oprah Winfrey took over national headlines this week for her acceptance speech after she received the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. In what year did this award originate? No one got this.
1978.
No.
1950. Wow.
Still
yeah.
beating Dan.
Tied with Dan.
Yeah, he's tied with Dan.
You have 20 right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't miss any more. 26.
I think he's good for the rest of it. Should be.
Maybe.
I think he should be good for the rest of the
Yeah, I think so. 26. Gary Oldman, who can somehow change his actual appearance on a whim, won Best Actor in a Drama this past Sunday for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. How many times did Gary Oldman portray the infamous Sirius Black in the Harry Potter franchise?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Okay.
Goblet of Fire.
Uh-huh.
He did the fireplace. Order of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Another finger.
I guess he was technically in the seventh one.
He was in
seventh,
part two
part
or
one? And two.
No, just part two.
Part two.
Okay,
yeah, at the
four,
end.
Yeah.
So it's four.
Yeah.
Good.
So yeah, we'll give it to him.
Okay.
Because I couldn't remember if his reflection showed up in part
no,
two
he
or
was,
not.
Yeah, well, he yeah. kind of was, but yeah. it was like he actually he's, gets credit.
He's
for
actually it. Credited
okay.
for it. That's why. That's we knew that. And a lot of people just put three.
Yeah.
We were like, well, technically,
it's four. Dan actually wrote out the numbers, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
27. James Franco might have had a rough week, but last Sunday he won Best Actor in a Comedy or a Musical for his portrayal of Tommy Wiseau in The Disaster Artist. What popular high school-based television series gave Franco his big break?
Freaks and Geeks.
Boom. 28. The Golden Globes have been happening for 75 years. Wow, that's a long time. What actress holds the record for most nominations with 31 nominations?
A lot of people
now, you like
wow.
to flip it around.
Yeah,
man.
No, I don't know that one.
Take a stab.
Take a stab.
31
Who do they always say is nominated?
Yeah.
I don't
know
when
she's
Even when she's
this.
Not nominated.
She did not get nominated this year.
Yeah. But I'm sure someone thought she did because even, like, I'm telling you, even when she's not nominated for something, people assume she's nominated.
Yeah.
And we're telling you right now,
it's a she.
I have no
idea. It is an older lady. That you are familiar with.
It's not Judy Dench, is it?
No, yeah. but it's close.
No, it's yeah. not.
Sort of. It's Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay.
Nobody gives a crap about Meryl Streep.
Shut okay. your mouth.
Okay, so is he still tied with Dan?
No, he's 100 Dan.
You're 100
He's in third.
Okay. Kyle MacLachlan was nominated for Best Actor in a Limited Series or Television Movie for his portrayals of Special Agent Dale Cooper in Twin Peaks The Return. In what year was Twin Peaks originally nominated for a Golden Globe?
93? 91. Yeah.
Christopher Plummer was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture for his portrayal of J. Paul Getty in All the Money in the World. With a 19-day shooting schedule, what actor did Christopher Plummer replace in All the Money in the World?
Kevin Spacey.
Boom. Okay.
So here's 18, not bad.
Here's the tiebreaker. List as many of the Harry Potter movie titles as you can. And I gave them 2 minutes.
Okay. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
One.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Two.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Three.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Four.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Five.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and
Six,
2. Fantastic
seven.
Beasts and Where to Find Them.
False.
Wrong.
You'd be wrong. Half-Blood Prince.
I forgot Half-Blood Prince. Fantastic Beasts is not a Harry Potter movie.
It's not a Harry Potter movie.
It is an extended universe.
I thought that we would get people who would just be like Deathly Hallows and not Parts 1 and 2, but then they tied. It's fine. They beat me anyway.
Yeah, and the only reason that we even did this tie, like this tiebreaker thing, is because Russ came over and saw how big the team was, and he went, God. Because it was two separate teams. And then when John D. and his buddy left to go back to the office,
yeah,
like the other, like half that other team was like, hey, well, we'll just join you guys. And yeah. it was the Anne Frank team,
yeah,
that never wins.
Yeah,
their team grew by like four people.
Oh my gosh!
So like it was
two of the top teams.
It was really out of control.
Yeah, and so we looked at Russ when he came by. We were like, we can try. Like, see, we'll see if they're down to go double or nothing with the top two teams.
Yeah, it was the best thing we could do.
And they did, but you know, they both, like both them and Dan. By himself, you know, they all got it, and so we were like, they win.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean,
we tried to cheap it up for Russ, but you know.
Nah. If I'd have been there, I could have known. Those dudes that like usually don't win, they always get second or whatever, they're super nerds, so they'd have gotten the Harry Potter thing. No offense, that's not a bad thing, but
No. And I think we're gonna try to do like a Star Wars night or a Harry Potter night or something like that.
Yeah, because we asked them at the end, we were like, hey, what do you guys want to see us do?
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of like suggestions like, hey, can we do like a 90s TV night?
Yeah, I had a 90s TV category the first time I did it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
A lot of people didn't know who the Winslows were.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that was our comeback episode.
Yeah,
you read some of the questions
and it was like, what was the family that Steve Urkel always tortured?
And I was correct on saying the Winslows.
Oh yeah.
There was our drive to go. It was Wiener Run.
Yeah, it was Wiener Run.
It was Wiener Run.
I've gotten so many people to listen to the 50 Shades of Grey episode in this past like week than I ever have.
Okay, so when does the new one come out?
Valentine's Day. It always comes out
okay,
on Valentine's
Day. Okay, so I will not be watching it on Valentine's Day, but we have to set up something where we go watch it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't care if we have to go up. If we have to meet in the middle at some really skanky theater to watch it, I'm fine.
Well, that's the appropriate theater to watch it.
We could just go watch it, and then I'll just set up like a FaceTime. And Logan could just watch it through the iPad.
I'm telling you, do you think that they'll get it in Savannah?
I'm sure.
I'm sure they will.
They got the second one, or first and second one, I think.
Well, I'm telling you, that's too much money.
I mean, do you want to see it in 3D? Is that...
Well, no, that's not a 3D movie.
I don't think I do.
I don't think I want to see that leg hair in 3D.
That's really gross. Thanks a lot, James. Nobody,
you're welcome.
Nobody.
And now we're going to eat.
Maybe. I will say...
Oh, it's right there.
I don't know any of these people. I've never seen them. So
the one in Savannah was closed down the other night.
Dude, the one in Selmer is closed, period.
Wow.
I bet the Savannah one is closed, period.
Well, in perpetual job search, there is always, like...
Huddle House
general manager position open for anywhere around
for the Tuesday.
That's me.
That's him.
I'm on the grill.
That's me.
I hadn't done one of these in a long time.
Ah, man, you good.
I did the best I could.
You good, man.
All right, guys. We good? More tea.
Waffle. Some ketchup
waffle
and our waffle.
And a ketchup.
Ketchup. Syrup, not hot sauce or pecan sauce?
I'll take ketchup and hot sauce.
Ketchup and hot sauce? Okay.
We're good.
I'll get you some more tea.
Thank you.
Cool.
Hey, does anybody want these pickles?
No, God.
Oh. Logan, you eat a pickle?
I don't eat pickles by themselves.
There, you left two. They're touching my stuff.
Does that mean I get your fries?
Yes, you can take those
touch
fries.
Touch my fry. Be with me.
Ew.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Hot chicken and pickles.
Shut up, man.
Oh, there's this really great restaurant up there. It's called...
Just when I was feeling sorry for you.
It's called White Castle.
Oh, really? I haven't heard of this place. It sounds
They're
regal.
They're fresh.
Like burning hot.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. In a second, I'll have you walk.
Thank you.
Syrup for your
omelet, buddy.
Oh. All right, so.
Put a little ketchup on it.
Do some... A
little squirt.
Any jelly?
Nah.
Nah.
Any jelly?
For what?
Your sandwich?
I have a sandwich.
Your sandwich. It's making a Monte Cristo.
No! I'm not European.
Turkey, strawberry jelly, and cornflakes. It's a good sandwich.
That sounds gross.
Just try it.
How do you feel about Texas Pete, Logan?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Don't use frosted flakes. Use cornflakes.
Wah. It's still gross. I don't know what you think.
Well, you put ketchup on your omelets, so...
It's Philly cheesesteak. Shut your hole.
Yeah, but it's also egg.
Egg and ketchup.
Delicious.
You're a northerner.
It's good. You ever done it?
You Yankee.
Get out of here.
No. Put a dollop in your scrambled eggs as you're mixing them
I'll
up.
Put a dollop in your mom.
Wow.
I will let her know to listen to this episode.
She's not. It doesn't matter. You're leaving anyway. It's not like she's making me a freaking cake out of this.
Yeah, you know, she told me she was going to make me a cake like 6 months ago.
She got busy.
I know. She got busy.
You
thank
did
you
it.
So much.
You can just stick it right there. It's good.
Okay. Oh, why did he get it?
Awesome. Thank you. Check that out.
No, he gets it. Great.
A little hot sauce on that.
Yeah.
If you put hot sauce on that, mother.
That what?
Oh, look. See.
Thank you.
Oh, look.
Okay, y'all good?
Yeah, probably.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. So, Logan, let's go all the way back to October 3rd, 2014.
2014?
Yeah.
Episode 132 was your first appearance on the Justice Geeks podcast.
God, I remember that night. I remember you were we got done with rehearsal that night, and you were like, hey, you guys want to go sit in front of some microphones and act like idiots? And we were like, yes. James and I had been scheming the whole time.
Yeah, like we've been trying
to. We know he has a podcast. We got to get on there. We got to figure out how we're going to get on there. And, like, I talked to you about having written video game reviews for the school paper. And you were just like, yeah, come on, let's all be on a podcast.
He was lying. And we never wrote anything.
Yeah. I did. I wrote several articles for the school paper.
He wrote one. It's enough to get him on the podcast.
But,
what is this school paper? Yeah. I'm doing air quotes, people.
MTSU home. Sidelines. We went and to the old studio.
I know. You guys only got the studio treatment
once. Time.
Yeah.
It was so cool. I loved that studio.
I wish that you guys had gotten to stick around there.
I played games in the studio once. That was fun. That was like the first outside
of the
podcast activity.
I used to go to a bunch of concerts in the studio.
All right. So listen to this. This is the show description from episode 132, which you can find over at justicegeeks.com. All about those games. This week's episode feels like a return to the days of old as a new group of voices emerge, which was Josh saying, "Oh my God, I hope I don't screw this up and can get these guys to be on the podcast." In this week's episode, Josh unlocks a brand new cast of geeky characters, welcoming James, Logan, and Matt into the studio for the first time. And what feels like a throwback to the jug of old, the guys open this week's episode with a return to Tweet the Geeks, where your answers are always featured in the show. God, we haven't done it forever. This week's featured topic is all about latest and games as the guys talk Smash Bros. Because we had made fun of Caleb Pace and some of their favorite recent games. After the break, stick around for the discussion about the latest movies.
And we had sponsors.
And while Logan, quote, doesn't buy Interstellar as an Oscar-worthy film. As always, you won't want to miss That's My Jam.
You were so wrong.
And then I loved it. I thought it was great.
But was it Oscar-worthy? No!
Yeah, but it was still a great movie.
I loved that movie.
Becca and I just recently rewatched it because I got the 4K version.
It's a good movie.
It's so pretty.
I'm going to drive my truck to the moon.
All the work they put into that movie, man.
He was not behind the bookcase the whole time.
He did drive his truck to the moon.
He did.
God.
And he also stole a space jet at one point.
Yeah.
Hey. Watch me roll my little space booger around in my fingers and drive my Buick to the moon.
Let's just say, was it a Lincoln?
A Lincoln
spaceship?
And for some reason, the
week I was driving a spaceship.
Okay, so
before they paid me,
what happened after that? The next week was that.
Yeah, the next week we were doing
the
actual show. What we were doing Becky's new car, and he didn't say anything about the show. So we assumed that we weren't getting to go back.
It was a one and done.
Like me and Logan were talking, we were like, "Oh my god, he didn't ask us about this week."
That's not what happened. The week after that, I had already been contacted by Tim Murphy and Carson Case to appear on I Heard That Was Good. So before you guys were even a thing, I had this engagement to drive down to Nashville after I got off work one day.
You mean Jackson?
To Jackson after I got off work one day, appear on I Heard That Was Good and drive back home. Yeah. So episode 133 was We Heard That Was Good. So the week after that, I guess, was Becky's new car, to which episode 134 and introducing. So that was the title of the episode. This week's episode marks a new chapter in Jug history. Don't miss it. To which we got a lot of great response.
I could have sworn that you did the Maurice LaMarche interview that week.
I might have, because we were still doing like we're doing other content on the website then.
Yeah.
However.
But yeah, after we did that first week, and then you didn't ask us back, we were like, me and Logan were texting going, I don't guess we did a good job.
Yeah, I think we were terrible.
Oh, man. So, the week after that, episode 134, here it is. It's a brand new era for the Just Us Geeks. It's James. James always gets top billing. Is James?
I've known you longer.
Logan and Matt join Josh.
I think the names flow the best that way.
Do.
Anyway, that's
is the brand new cast of the Justice Geeks podcast.
The names
they do
flow the best that way.
Oh, it said somebody blows.
Oh man, yeah.
Thank you.
We're good. Now let's see.
That James guy blows.
The first topic is all about the new guys. The pro James,
right.
Logan, and Matt, as they talk about what makes them geeky and what they hope to bring to Just Us Geeks.
I was still wearing Hawaiian shirts back then.
You were. And then like
he was like, well, I like Hawaiian things, like shirts.
I was packing my clothes today, and I was like, I got to donate half this stuff, so I was bagging it up, and I, like, picked up one of my Hawaiian shirts.
You're not donating those.
I was like,
I'll take them.
I'm keeping one. So
why did you stop wearing Hawaiian shirts?
I don't know. I just...
He grew up.
Yeah, I changed styles.
I want the... Have you dropped them off yet?
No.
I want them.
Do you want my Hawaiian shirts?
I'll start rocking Hawaiian shirts on podcast days.
You would look great.
I know I would. I've got one.
Why don't you wear it?
And it's legitimately from Hawaii.
You got the good one. Not just like the Walmart Hawaiian shirts. Like
Logan and I have the same Hawaiian shirt. I went and bought one for that Weird Al concert and ended up with the same Hawaiian shirt as Logan
the one that I bought for the pool at the hotel.
Yes.
When I bought matching Hawaiian shirt and swim trunks.
God. I will say this.
Make yourself useful. Cut our waffle and put it on his plate.
Yeah. Divvy up the waffle there, Barnes.
Divvy up the butter.
Do you want the heavy butter side or the light butter side?
No, spread the butter out.
Spread the butter,
man.
Dude.
You act like you don't know any of this.
We all want butter.
Well, you're going to have to fight for it.
Spread it.
You spread it, James.
It's like you just got pulled over by the cop. They think you have drugs. You got to spread them.
Okay, just so you all know, I was hardcore campaigning just now to get Matt to come, but he has to work in the
morning. Aww. Sorry, man.
Like, I wanted him to come in and surprise you all.
I would have lost it. I would have broken down into tears at that point.
No, you wouldn't have. You'd have broken down and gotten on your knees and been all like...
He's miming me eating some french fries.
Yeah. He'd work his neck like a circus seal.
It's french fries?
Yes.
Okay, maybe the Texas peep is a bad idea.
Is it bad?
It's a little hot.
Drink some water.
You're doing really good with that butter.
I'm trying.
I'm very proud of you, Logan.
He's even digging it out of the
He is. He's digging it out of the waffle holes.
Is this fine?
Yeah. God, you're going to be so useful to people in Nashville.
Yay?
Okay.
Did you say okay?
So before you...
No, that came later in my career.
That's what you're going off to be.
Man whore. Hey, don't quarter it.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, God.
You gotta make it bite-sized chunks so you guys don't choke. I'm just looking out for your best interests.
How will we ever get along without Logan?
Taking pictures of you while you're in the bathroom at hotels.
God.
I'm gonna throw this out there. Becca still butters my bread.
I bet.
No, like, legitimately, we go out to eat, and I get, like if we go to Outback or something, or we go anywhere that they give you bread before the meal, she butters it for me.
Why?
Because I don't know how.
What?
Wait.
Step one, take
Stop. How many times have you ever seen James use a knife? Because I think the answer is zero.
I've seen him eat a steak before. When? I'm pretty sure you ate a steak. I'm pretty sure you ate a steak when we went to the Shakespeare's at Lexicon.
But did I cut it or did Becca cut it?
You cut it.
Mm. This goes back to when I was in like elementary school. It goes back to when I was in elementary school. My mom was doing something, like I think she had a surgery. And so my dad took me and my sister out to eat. And, you know, we sit down at the table and they bring you the thing of bread. My mom always
buttered
the bread for everybody. She cut it, she buttered it.
Ah, we're good.
And so we're sitting down, first time I'm eating without my mother, and I look and I go, who's going to butter the bread? And my dad lost it. He was like, it's not hard. And then so, you know, years later, they brought it up again.
Don't you ever say anything negative about Logan ever again.
I'm going to butter your bread.
Baby, I'm going to butter your bread. But anyway, so it got brought up, and years later, Becca, like, butters my bread still.
I guess.
That's none of my business.
So anyway, what it boils down to is I can't butter this waffle.
Well, thank God Logan did it. Do you need help putting syrup on it?
No, I can do syrup.
I'll just put it on a knife and then spread it on there.
It's totally lost. You didn't know.
You spoonful of syrup?
Am I foreign now?
Hello, mate.
Strange concept to you. You can't find the words. Like reading.
Maybe he'll learn to read while you're gone.
I hope.
No.
I'm not going to try.
Here's some Hooked on Phonics.
He just watches movies. It's fine.
Not even with subtitles.
Not like foreign films.
That's why I can't watch foreign films.
Oh, no, I can speak German and French and stuff. I just can't read.
I'm just not reading it. Bump that.
So adamant about not wanting to learn to read things, you just learn to speak other languages.
That's the life, I guess.
Yeah.
You could see me doing that.
I could, actually, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
So anyway, go back to our history of Logan's.
Yeah, so not the next episode, but the episode after that was Full Bars.
I wasn't there.
Which is one of my favorite episodes.
Full Bars is a great episode, yeah.
I hate that. That was the time that I was down
in Jackson
at the same hotel that Sam Jackson was at.
Yeah.
And y'all were like, were you going to go ask him trick or treat?
And you're like, and we were like, no, you're Shrek.
Yeah,
and that was the Shrek episode. What would James be for Halloween?
Shrek.
Mid-Mississippi.
Oh, Shrek.
Shrek.
Why would you be Shrek?
Mid-Mississippi.
Well, because, you know, I'm going to be Shrek this summer.
You're not, but it's
I'm
fine.
Not.
No.
I never get to be the lead.
No, you just get to be the better part.
No, I never get to be the lead.
If you don't make James Shrek, that's just going against your whole history here.
It's not, but it's also right, too, isn't it? I mean, come on.
I'm not allowed to get parts that would let me win anything.
Did you guys get that off-brand Shrek bounce house I sent you a picture of?
I didn't enjoy it.
Shrek bounce house.
I love Shrek.
At some point in there, I invented the Golden Mellow Hour just to annoy Josh.
You never got to do your episode.
I know. I have that sketch still saved.
Okay, so look, for real. A, you have to somehow get off for LexCon. Time out. How much syrup do you need?
I don't know. It all fell out. Do you want some of this?
That is a third almost, of a bottle of syrup.
I almost dropped the MF right there because I look down and I see a madhouse here with a plate. Would you like some waffle with that?
Just a plate with syrup on it.
I just need a plate with syrup. I don't know what to do.
I told you I don't know what I'm doing.
He tilts the plate up over his waffle.
Jesus, man.
Okay, I'll
Logan.
It up.
So, if we can... If we can get you to LexCon...
I might need to order another waffle.
Ma'am, I've drowned my waffle and I can't eat this.
It's soggy.
I need another waffle.
This waffle was a little soggy. Sir, you have a bowl full of syrup and I don't think there's a waffle.
Oh, also, could I get another thing of syrup? Yeah.
So I was thinking about this today. So at the end of last year's LexCon...
Logan and I held hands as we walked to the car.
That was sweet.
way.
As oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As we concluded our time together, we made Tim an official member of the podcast.
Yeah.
Tim is actually an official member of the Just Us Geeks.
He could come on and be a co-host on an episode at any time.
Just because you're moving away a little ways away doesn't mean you're not a co-host. Doesn't mean you're
not a... He's out.
Thanks. I'll see where your loyalties lie.
To the show.
Anyway,
your brother.
I'll just send you text messages that he can't read anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
That's why I only send memes, so he can get the pictures.
I love it when he sends comic books.
I just draw like what I want to say to James.
It's improved your art skill, hasn't
it? I know.
What you folks don't know is that this really happens, so it's fine. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
Hey, Josh, you need some extra syrup? I got a little
James,
bit left over.
No, James, stupid syrup. It doesn't really matter the distance at all. What it matters in being an official member of the podcast is the impact that you made. Now, I'll say this. You had to be on for 400 episodes for me to say that. Tim went and, like, you watched him sleep for a weekend, and we made him a member of the podcast. But,
yep, look again.
Did I say it was okay? Is that fine? Are we going to find that in the bushes later? I don't know. It's okay. Just when I'm saying things, Logan ruins them. What a freaking surprise.
I sent a picture to James.
It's a penis.
And me, too. It's a penis. But what it is...
It's a penis.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter how long it is in between episodes.
I mean, it's pretty long. It's hand-drawn.
It's the whole box, man. And I used every bit of space they gave me.
You're welcome. I'm pretty good at this. I'm pretty good at this, man.
Would you like to see it, Em?
No, thank you. No.
It's not a real one. It's just cartoon.
No, it's actual size. But
it's when it's on our watch, it's actual size.
Depends on what screen you're looking it at.
iPhone 4?
No, I got rid of the potato eventually.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He had that phone for like 18 years.
It was functional.
So it doesn't really matter.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It doesn't really matter the length of time in between episodes. You know, because...
It does.
It doesn't.
Let him tell you it does. I don't need more.
No, he had plenty. I almost fit my last piece in them. It doesn't really matter the length of time between episodes. You're always a co-host. You're always
yours,
just as much a part as anybody else is. Because, like, you know, hopefully we'll replace your dumb ass with Matt when you leave, so it's fine. But
Josh, did you really need all that syrup?
That's
no. I will say this to the both of you, and I wish that he were here. I would say it to him.
Matt, pretend you're sitting between me and
Matt
James.
Matt doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen, but we'll tell him to. Maybe Matt, listen around this time. I went through this period of time where I had this great stuff happening and the podcast was going well and I had the studio and then it all kind of blew up on me in one day. And I was about ready to give up when I met the three of you. And
Josh,
although
I've known you for 20 years.
Yeah, and all Well, I mean, like this.
He knows you in a podcast way.
Oh. I know you in a better way now than the other way. And I really was. I know I told her I was really weird about asking you guys to come and be on. Because, like...
It was like he was asking you guys to prom.
Yeah,
it
really was.
He was so nervous.
But I knew that after that if I... to get you guys to be a part of it, that I wouldn't quit. The only reason I agreed to do, I heard that was good that next week, was because I knew that if I agreed to something, that I would do it for one more week. And, you know, while recently we've had a lot of time in between episodes, which is fine.
There's actually, we recorded an episode last week that hadn't been released yet. But
you'll get two for one.
Yeah. Oh, did you delete it?
No.
It was on here.
No, it's in the cloud.
Oh. What is this cloud?
You know, while, like, we had a weird little time this summer where we didn't do a bunch. I mean, we should be on, like, 302 now. You know, I think that just better suits it for the times that we can all be together and do it. Because really, to be really honest, when Matt left, it was still the podcast, but it wasn't as good. I mean, totally honest with you guys, when the founders left, it freaked me out, but at the same time I was like, eh, I don't know. Maybe we need a change. Because there were listens, everybody was there, it was fine, we had a great audience, and you guys came along, and that first episode we had such a great reaction, and then, you know, two episodes later, you're full-time, and it was like we hadn't missed a beat. And that was, what, episode 137, I said, something like that? I mean, you know, you guys have more stake in this than anybody else, except for me and the Gov. And we've made this thing together. And, you know, I really look at the first 105 episodes of this as really finding the footing until the right people came along. And I love Marty and Jared and Brandon. I do. I'm glad to see them every so often, and we have a great time. But it's really weird because it's like they were just holding your places until you came along. And, I mean, Logan, we wouldn't be at episode 285 without you specifically, man. So for that, I can say thank you. Do I want another 285 episodes of this? Yeah, I do, because now I'm just a greedy bastard. Is it going to be tougher to get to? Yeah, but that's fine. I'll say what we learned over the summer was that while it might not be as frequent as it was before, I would much rather settle for taking the time to schedule to be with you guys than to just wing it. I did a lot of winging, and you were a part of that, and I'm glad you were, but, you know,
that was me. That was Emily.
Emily,
yeah.
But I mean, it was actually me. He was rubbing his leg on
James, get out.
His foot on my leg.
Got real intimate over there with her.
But, you know, so while we may not see you every week, Logan, and
you'll be on every date with
me. We finally got rid of our professional third wheel.
I'm just going to another. You guys don't need me anymore. You've completed your journey.
You're a good couple now.
We'll save more money this way. I won't feel bad and buy Logan shit. No,
ouch.
I mean,
mom jeans.
We're in a different era now. It's fine.
Yeah, we're on the expletive era.
Maybe we'll see. That's still to be discussed. Well, we're gonna discuss
you
that.
You told
next.
Me.
I know. Welcome to 285.
That if Logan left,
is it because my ears are too sensitive and innocent?
Yes, no. You're
kind of
four.
No,
we can't curse around a 4-year old.
He grew up. He became 6 in our absence between Spamalot and Death Threat.
We guess.
I guess. I don't know. Whatever works.
I gotta find my birth certificate, guys.
You probably need one
for your job.
Okay, so tell us where you're going. I know, like in 284, you kind of mentioned it, but like tell people because they want to know.
I'm going to Nashville, Tennessee. I've got some college friends out there who've been very good to me over the past 3 years,
and not like us.
They've invited me out to live out there and work out there for a long time, and I'm finally in a position where I can take that offer and I can go. I can go live with them, so that's where I'm headed.
Missionary.
Yeah.
New career options out there, lots more stuff than
more fun
this
than us.
Area. I didn't say that.
Fun on a bun, I guess.
And I gotta
fun
say
on a bun.
That this for me has been the experience that has kept me afloat through so much other useless garbage that went on down here.
See, we should have done it more. It's my fault.
Well, no. Slowly over time, I grew to not need it. But initially, I came back and did Becky's new car, and I met you guys. And like I said, I schemed with James to get on here because that sounded like something fun to do, and I had no idea it would grow to be what it is and what it means to me as an event.
I got to really rekindle my friendship with James. I got to get to know Matt really well.
Because we hung out, like, not frequently. Like
pretty frequently. Like, once a week, usually.
But because when Logan's brother worked with me at the theater.
And before you ruined his life.
Before I ruined his life, and now he hates me forever. Logan would come up. We would play video
games. We should
have his
brother on the podcast.
He won't do it.
We can't because he's
here.
Get out, you're fired.
He won't do it.
Nah, he's not fired. Logan, you're fired. No.
You may leave.
All right, bye. No. I didn't even get to finish my speech,
that's
but
how it
whatever.
Is.
No, finish your speech.
Stop.
But, I got to rekindle my friendship with James. I got to know Matt a lot better. Ian, I got to meet him. And then Josh and Emily have been so instrumental in my life for the past 2 years that... Time disappears.
It's been three,
man.
It's been
three. That I can't
coming up on four.
I can't even fully express how grateful I've been to them over these years for everything that they've done for me and just allowing me to be on the podcast and a part of their lives has been fantastic.
Here's a fun thing we did. We over at Jugheads Incorporated, which you should be a member of. I said this. Tonight is Logan's last night on the podcast as a regular. Now, interestingly enough, they got this before they knew because the podcast isn't out. He'll still pop in from time to time, but his luck and good fortune are taking him off on a fun new adventure. Have a great Lohan story or comment. I'll read them on the show tonight. So, number one is from one of your former bosses, Cedric Schnabel. I would just like to say it's been a pleasure having him as a friend, employee. Wish you the best of luck, Logan, but don't come back. Agreed.
Was that you're always welcome? Where did that go?
I don't know. Your best friend on earth, Tim Murphy, says this.
Best friend?
Oh, boo. Well, Karaoke War, of course. Bunking with him and following him around Lexicon and learning about obscure tokusatsu and him getting recognized for that other podcast, How to Date Logan Barnes, if you go find that. It's a great thing.
Can we just expunge that from the record?
No, we're bringing it back next week.
Yeah, it's coming back.
What? Why? I'm not even being.
Yeah, fine.
Well, you don't remember in what it was last episode we talked about, or not last, it was two episodes ago.
We said
we recorded an episode. But we said we were going to interview girls and then send them up there to go out on dates with you.
No.
On their
and
own,
you agreed
on their
to
own
this.
Dime, yeah.
Because it was on their own dime.
Yeah, okay, Tim's not done. On Jug being such a good sport about all the awful ribbing you guys gave him. Did we really, like, stick it to him this much?
Okay.
Something not.
You guys shit on me a lot. A lot.
Did you go home and cry?
A lot.
Did you go home and cry?
No.
Okay.
There were some times that I went home disgruntled, but I never cried.
Well, that was the point.
Yeah.
I like disgruntled Logan because...
It's all out of love.
Because disgruntled Logan was my favorite because he would always find a way.
Yeah.
He would find a way to change the conversation. He'd find a way to push us forward.
He would just be like...
It's great.
We could talk about...
Do you know when the first time we met disgruntled Logan was? Hmm. The first Chester skit we did. Yeah.
Which I wasn't a part of.
Which you were around. Shrek, get the hell out of here.
I'm
okay.
Sorry, I was working. I was in
Kentucky. Okay, so
we did that one take.
The next one. Adios, Professor. May you one day find the bar level apartment of your dreams.
I wish. Yeah.
Thus says the governor of Audio Technical Ministries at JusticeGeeks.com. The next one is from your good friend RJ Sills, who somehow, after being with me for eons and eons, like, RJ, listen to episode 3, decided to be your best friend of all time. RJ says, literally any time I've gotten to hang out with him is a blast. Also, getting to see him on stage was awesome. Well, you're welcome, RJ, for giving him that opportunity.
Yeah. I didn't even want him to be in my play.
Yeah, it's fine. Emily
Logan
says this.
Everything.
I love Logan. Best writing partner ever, even though he never completed a NaNoWriMo.
No.
Oh,
that
no.
Is a
I
lie.
Did two.
That is a lie.
You did two?
I completed two NaNoWriMos with Emily, yeah.
It could have been. I did
no,
two.
I did three.
Also.
I did three with Emily.
He did three. I only did two, but he did three.
She went on to say, for the record, we're recording this episode right now, and I've been pestering Tim Murphy to FaceTime us, but I think he's asleep. But just know that the thought was there.
Aw.
Yeah.
Sorry, best friend.
It's okay, best friend.
I understand you've got a lot on you.
Yeah, he's asleep. It's 11:33 there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to be up at 4.
And that's what I said. My message was, I bet you're asleep. Are you asleep?
Wake up. And the last one was from your co-host for the last couple of years.
Y'all still doing all right?
Oh, yeah, we're good. I'll take a little bit more coffee if you don't mind.
No, thank you.
One James Stratton, and he says, stop, fart, roll.
That's what you got to do when you get up there, man.
You remember when we were talking about the ribbing?
Yeah.
Listen, it's not ribbing if it happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it was a legitimate thing that happened, I'm just speaking truth.
You weren't even there.
I wasn't invited.
We always said you could come play ball with us.
Yeah,
but the fact
I was
is,
at work.
The fact is that you fell down, farted, and rolled like you were on fire. and then, sir, you went on to encourage more trivia team names than you ever care to imagine.
Two.
As long as if I ever get the chance to do a trivia team name again, it will be Stop, Fart, and Roll. All right.
What about his many nicknames, like Logan's Johnson's Barns?
Logan's Johnson's Barns, Lohan, all this other good stuff. I will say this. You, Logan, were instrumental in bringing some of the best things to our podcast, one of which was our deep-fried friend, Chester the Corn Dog.
Yes.
To which...
Because he stuck a corn dog into the movies.
He did.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. Oh, God.
Oh, hi.
I remember that.
That's what spurred it.
Looked over and it's like, what
were you watching?
I don't even remember the movie, but I was just like, corn dog.
I think it was Inception.
Was it Interstellar?
It was Interstellar, I think.
No, because I was there for that.
I watched Interstellar and I watched Inception. Neither of those were corn dogs.
Okay, look.
Listen,
episode 143 was Chester Saves Christmas. our first appearance of our golden fried magical friend.
We made him up in like 141 or 142. Like,
we must have.
I laughed for hours.
Episode 140 was Black Friday when you convinced me to go Black Friday shopping, which was friggin' nuts.
Yes.
Episode 139 was our Thanksgiving episode that season, our first one of the holiday season. So it must have been 138 Space Cowboys where we did Interstellar.
It was Interstellar, yeah.
I think you did bring a corn dog to Interstellar, because what you need to understand about Logan Barns for everyone out there is that for this period of time...
Concession food is not good enough for
him. It's not. Because, let me just tell you this, he would buy these butt tons of popcorn, but would bring his own popcorn salts. I'd look over and he would be pulling out the spice rack over there.
Hold on. Thanks to Logan, I have a container of the popcorn sprinkle in my desk at work. It's useful.
It's delicious.
Yes, it
God,
is.
Stop
the,
it.
The garlic parmesan popcorn
no,
sprinkle?
The white cheddar.
The white cheddar. Oh, yeah, maybe the white cheddar. That's what it was. But gross. Yeah, it's super good.
So Logan brings a corn dog into the movie and changes our whole...
Changes the world.
Changes the world, man. He brought Chess Hill.
I made that teaser that you guys never got to see where I recorded the signboard with Chester and the actual corn dog.
That exists. It's video.
Yeah. Chester also, like, I remember he
did an interview.
No, he narrated an Apple launch. You remember that? When we streamed an Apple launch video?
Oh, yeah. We had
a corn dog.
Yeah.
We did that in the studio of my house before it got haunted and scared us off.
We brought some ghosts to the podcast.
Yeah, that one time we got serious and talked about 9/11 and the world was like, nope, can't do any of that. We'll just muck that right up for you.
Did somebody say something? Did you guys hear that?
Matt was just like, I was talking. He's like, not you.
Not you, idiot. And then Matt's done with the podcast.
Well, and what was so weird about that episode is that we had our headphones on and everybody could hear everything perfect, but it wasn't plugged in.
Through the board.
Nothing was plugged in.
It was the perfect storm of
weird.
Wrong. We still live there. I don't understand why.
It was just our presence bringing out the ghosts, I think.
I guess. I don't know. So, we had a lot of good times. We got pulled over on the way to eat cheesecake and picked up a couple of new...
I've been pulled over with you like three times.
I know. That's the problem. maybe that'll stop if you leave. So,
Josh just has to slow down. That's all it is.
Yeah. Or stop at stop signs.
I've never been pulled over with Logan for that. That was just you.
I was speeding and out-of-date registration.
None of your business. Yeah. Which one of those has been corrected? I'll always speed, so there you go. There you go, coppers. Catch me if you can.
Well, they listen, so...
We got one at
least. Oh, crap. Sorry, Tommy Naylor. I'll never go through Whiteville again. Go listen to that episode we did, not about the Mandela Effect, but Rogue One. There you go.
That was a great episode.
That was a great episode, Rogue One. You remember when we talked about Rogue One, James?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. We should totally, now that Logan's gone, do a Mandela Effect episode, though.
I think it would be a good idea.
Just do an episode about Mandela, yeah.
Yeah, because we've never talked about the Mandela Effect.
No, I know we haven't.
Yeah.
And Logan always wanted to do an episode about it.
No, you guys never did. We just didn't break down and do it.
I know, so.
Well, James always wants to do one about his butt, but...
I thought that's what this was going to be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Every week, there's a we have a group chat. And
how long you been asking for this?
3 years.
3 years. Pretty much, yeah.
It's been like, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? And my answer every time
is
my ass.
We're going to do it one day.
Yeah.
Are you going to drink coffee through a straw?
It's weird and I don't like it. Don't ever do it.
Does the straw feel warm?
Yes, I don't
Wait,
like that.
She
at all.
Just said you do it all the time.
No, I don't do it all the time.
I do.
Oh, you do.
Stupid. Take that straw.
Don't be like your wife.
No.
Be better than your
don't
wife.
Don't drink out of that. Josh put his mouth on that, Emily.
Yeah. He's got mouth aid.
Just one. Oh, no. Now Emily's
now
got
it's multiplied.
Okay, look. Here's the thing. Here's what I'm holding you to. You to make some kind of appearance at Lexicon.
All right.
Okay.
I'll try.
Okay. The King of Bada Bing has to be there.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, so there's another Marty? Friend that has to be there, too.
Country Tam.
That horseman that lives with me.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't give that away, did you?
No.
I was almost...
That's making the trip, right?
I was...
It's coming with me.
I was almost to that. We talked about Chester, but Mr. Horse...
He's a very good friend of ours.
He's a very good friend of ours, and maybe the best freaking thing that has ever happened to the Just Us Geeks podcast.
Every person I've shown that loves it.
It's the best. It's the best.
The first years was better.
You can't... I can't...
I agree. I don't disagree.
I can't believe how many people respond to the horse mask.
It's Kentucky.
Though. It is insane.
It's Kentucky.
They worship horses.
I know, but you think...
Like, you're walking around, you're the embodiment of a god to them. Like they will. If
can
you
we
tell
get a
them
fake
to,
wreath to put around my neck? Like
put
I
you in a
wanna...
robe?
Look,
it's still,
okay.
Like they will here's, bow down here, and worship you.
Here's the thing: you got yourself a swanky new suit, don't you?
Yes. Oh
you
no.
Got, yes, you do.
Oh, oh my God.
Mr. Horse
yes.
is coming to Lexicon.
Okay, you got to have the swanky, and then we're gonna get him a. And I'll put the bill for it. We'll get him a Hugh Hefner.
Smoking jacket.
The smoking jacket.
We never did that.
We can finally do that.
And the pipe, and he can walk around, have the pipe shoved into the horse.
Look, if Logan will make the commitment to come to Lexicon, we will go back and stay at the castle with the granola. We will do the smoking jackets where we don't wear pants and do the video.
Do I have to wear underwear?
That is up to your discretion, sir, in the video. However, we will do this video. We'll see if we can get Matt to go with us.
Okay. I doubt it, but okay.
Maybe. We'll see if we can get him to go. Tim, probably not. It's fine.
We'll ask.
But we're going to ask.
He's got two children now.
Even if Tim, for some reason, just shows up to be in this video where
right,
some
guys,
of us
I'm
are...
Leaving, y'all.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, we can take our ticket.
Yeah, we can pay you and give you your...
Yeah, we'll
give you a tip. That'd be awesome.
I got cash.
Will you leave this lady a nice tip?
Yeah, he's good.
I got like $3.
He's still a terrible tipper, folks.
I'm a good tipper.
You about to learn the hard way, bud.
Yeah, catch her before she leaves.
About the ticket, just give
yeah, just make sure she gets that before she leaves. Yeah, run along, little doggy.
Just give it to her.
Back with the ticket.
Yeah, it's fine. Hey, take
weird.
That. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good time.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay, so the smoking jacket, nude from the waist down.
Nude from the everything.
No, you gotta have the smoking jacket.
Yeah, well, so yeah. When it pans out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm comfortable.
Close up on my penis.
You've got the beard now. You are ready for this. You are ready for this.
I have a sweet beard.
You do, and it smells nice.
Smells nice and it's a sweet beard.
What's wrong with you?
He made it smell.
Remember, like
beard.
That, like when I started using
the
stuff, I made it.
The beard
like
oil.
I just, like shoved my beard in his nose, and he was like, "I like sandalwood."
Yeah.
All right, so tell us how your adventure is going to start and how things are going to be for the next couple of weeks.
Gotta go.
You're leaving tomorrow, on the 12th.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go get up there, unpack, go fill out my paperwork for work. Start work on Monday, and from there, just kind of
wing it.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Save money. Try to replace old Del Sol.
Really?
With a new Del Sol?
Probably a Honda CRX, which is like kind of an updated hatchback Del Sol, but
yeah, that fits you.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Hopefully make it back. I'm definitely going to try to make it back in February for 50 Shades 3.
Whenever you come back, we'll go watch that horrible nonsense. We'll do a podcast about
it. You have to announce as we go into the theater again.
It's not gay, it's for a podcast. Because that's what had to happen last time. Because James wouldn't go in there with us because he sucks.
I had already, like, because I had to work.
I don't care.
I had to work. I literally, and there are people who witnessed, I watched that movie by myself. And it was horrible.
Ripcord.
Yeah. Ripcord. Yeah, it's not about whether it's good or not. We knew it wasn't going
to
be.
But, I mean, so I'm just saying, like, I watched it. But then to get that out of my, like, to get that bad taste out, like, I watched John Wick 2 immediately after.
That's cheating.
There's no ripcord in John Wick.
No, but Keanu Reeves is in it. So, okay,
like,
so that's...
I had my laptop down in the auditorium and was just like, as soon as it was done, I went, John Wick 2.
It's not gay, it's for a podcast.
Oh, I gotta read the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You have to read the book. The third one I heard is the worst.
Yeah, I couldn't get past the first chapter in the third one.
And then, you know, if they make that other movie, you've gotta read Gray.
It's just from his perspective. It's not even gonna change that much.
No, it's a first person POV.
Yeah, it's video.
It's found footage. It's found footage of 50 Shades of Grey.
It's a VR.
It's him boning. It's him boning. It's him boning like the maid.
Oh, so it's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I remember the maid in the second movie. She's all like, "You silly kids."
Oh, Mr. Grey. Don't put it there.
God.
No.
That's the worst. Ripcord. Okay, so you have to get on reading the book. I expect you to be doing that.
Yep. Hopefully be able to make... I can promise you probably one day of LexCon at the very least.
That's fine.
Because if they hit Saturday... Yeah.
I'm closer now, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're just like, what, three?
Probably 2.5 hours. It's not that far at all.
It's about 3.
Okay.
Well, time change.
Yeah, time change.
Yeah. So but it's not that bad, no.
Like 3.5.
Yeah, especially...
And depending on traffic, because 64, dude, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, north of Nashville, 64 is always backed up.
Yeah.
Because there's always a wreck. It doesn't matter what, like, right now, there's a wreck north of 64.
That's true.
Oh, right now.
We always hit something coming south when we're doing Indy, so... Yeah.
But yeah. Like, I'm looking at my watch right now. Another wreck.
Long-term goal, improve career chances. Short-term goal, replace the Del Sol. That's about it for me right now.
Okay. So, here's the... Let's do some real talk since we have you on the record.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, if it doesn't work, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
There's you can come back.
Yeah. I have a support system here, too, so...
Yeah.
There's no shame in it.
No.
That's the shame that we'll... Give
you.
No.
Upon you.
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
but
tell you.
Like, what... Just like the ribbing, it's all in good fun.
No, I mean, here's the thing.
We don't want you to come back. That's what it is.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I'm not sure you understand this. Because we are not like your Nashville friends. We're not like any of your other friends. James and I were talking about this the other day.
We were talking bad about you.
Oh, yeah, no. We did, as we went to get hot dogs and you abandoned us.
Yeah.
I didn't abandon you.
You
I
did.
Had stuff
dude,
to
dude,
do.
We went on a wing run, and you were all like, no.
And they were good. And I got the hot dog of the month, fuck you. It was great.
The ketchup curry?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
So, what?
The ketchup curry.
Curry ketchup.
It was curry ketchup and grilled onions and cilantro, and it was good.
I had went on a weenie run the night before with Nathaniel and Joey. So.
Well, there it is.
Well, no, fuck you, buddy.
But I was eating dinner with my mom that night. That was the day that I put all my stuff in
storage.
Yeah,
and hadn't stopped you before, fat ass.
Ouch.
Man, we'll
did you get three dogs or four?
I got three. Yeah. But also didn't eat dinner.
That's what he, again, he's like, I didn't eat dinner.
I made sure I said it out loud so that other people could hear me. I was like, I did not eat dinner.
Give me three hot dogs.
Yeah. That's fine.
The girls that were in the room, because we sat inside, the girls that were in there, they looked and they were like, whatever.
Here's the problem. These guys, when we walked in, I was like, oh, we're boned. Because they were like, what's the special? I'd never seen them before. I don't think they'd ever made a hot dog before. They gave us our dogs in individual baskets. I was like, great. great. Look at that.
You had to walk in there with three baskets.
Yeah, I was like, thanks,
and
guys.
A drink.
Yeah, it was great.
It was funny, and I kept teasing him if he was going to get a fourth.
I could have. I was so hungry, but I didn't.
He was thinking. He thought about it.
I didn't stop and get a Hershey's Gold.
I will say that I've never been shamed by any of the dog.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How you guys been tonight?
Pretty good.
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Want some more? Need any more?
No.
I've never been shamed by any of the dog workers for ordering two or three.
I mean, they didn't shame.
That's
dogs.
Their job. Like, I mean, I'm a fat guy. They know I'm coming in there.
The shame. It was. There was some shame. It was, you know. They gave Josh three baskets.
Someone look at you and like, is your family coming or?
No, but you know what? The next one I eat's free, so shut up.
Yeah, that was what he said to me. That was his excuse. He's like, well, I went ahead and got three. That way my next one's free.
And while he was taking a leak, I made sure to get him a loyalty card.
Dog
I was
card,
like, here,
yeah.
There you go.
Because I had no intentions on coming, like, going. And then
of
all
ever
of a sudden,
going again.
And then all of a sudden Logan's not, you know, going to be here anymore. And I was like, oh. Well, I guess I have to be Josh's de facto weenie run buddy.
Weenie friend.
They're really good.
We convinced Bubba Labus to go.
Yeah, man. He's thinking about
it. We were talking about it like after trivia, and he was like, where? And we were like, Florence.
There's a hot dog place.
He's like, you drove to Florence for a hot dog? And we're like,
yeah. But it was good.
Done it a lot.
And yeah. He was like, wait, they're good? And we're like, yeah. He goes, he looked at everybody at the table and goes, y'all want to go get hot dogs?
Some of the best hot dogs in the area.
We were like, they're open till 2 a.m. Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, it is.
Because being there, like, 11:30 at night, you're like, I go for a hot dog.
I wonder if anything in Nashville stays open past 8.
Yeah. A lot of stuff.
Like what?
Like, Hattie B's Hot Chicken stays open till 9. I know that.
Josh is giving Logan a middle finger.
There's lots of places like downtown Nashville that stay open late. So,
look, I will be in your bocce ball league if you can get in. I will do that.
I'll just beat you several times again.
Shh, please, I think we're square. I think we need to go settle that.
So, are you going to go to the comedy club and see Brandon?
No, probably not.
What? Is he in what?
Strickland.
I know, but where is he?
He does comedy.
He does he does stand up.
Yeah, but not in Nashville.
Yes, he does.
I think the furthest that I know he's done was Memphis.
He told me when we were doing Spamalot, like the weekend after Spamalot was over, when I went to Smyrna, he was going to be doing a show in Nashville.
Not Zanies.
Not Zanies, okay. No. He's not that good.
Ouch.
Well.
What?
I mean.
You got to be really good to go to Zanies.
Yeah. I'll be around events, guys. There are a ton of events.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have to have the money to go to.
Yeah.
But you're also saving up for a car.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to make a good wage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Minimum.
No. No. So, I'm not going for just minimum.
You're making a decent wage.
Yeah.
The cost of living's higher.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't think I factored this in.
Okay, I'm just asking. So when are you moving out on your own?
Whenever I can get established. I have other people that I can step in with, so...
He almost said mooch.
It
you
is.
Almost said mooch.
I have other people I can piggyback off of and suck the lifeblood out. No.
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 Wow.
No, that's
thanks.
A joke.
I know how you
incubus?
Feel now.
No, it's...
An incubi?
I'm sorry for paying for my own cheesecake all those years. I guess I could have been mooching off you.
You could have. Have I bought your cheesecake before?
Before,
okay,
yes.
Okay, get the hell out.
No, he's never bought me cheesecake.
That
Emily's bought
true.
Me food, though.
I would never buy James cheesecake. Okay, so...
I'm not going to lie. Like, Emily has bought me food. Josh has not.
I would buy James.
I bought you food before.
Yeah, you did buy me food before.
Okay,
it was real sweet of you. I gave you a handy in the car.
You're going to...
Yep. No?
I'm glad no one was talking and everyone heard that.
That's clear as day, guys.
You heard that finally revealed on this last episode. We
Logan's
know who,
gay.
No. I don't think that makes him the one.
No, yeah.
I think that makes you the one.
Are you sure?
It's taken 285 episodes, but we finally got one, guys. Okay.
We got one!
God. Okay, so, you're going to go up there for a couple weeks. The Wizard of Oz is going to be over, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, we're going to take the Wizard of Oz up there.
We're not, because it's atrocious. But what we are going to do is once that's over, that'll give you time to settle in. We're going to come up and see you, eat some Hattie B's.
I've never had hot chicken.
Oh,
man, Nashville hot chicken is the best.
And I go up to Smyrna quite... frequently.
There's a place that does hot catfish, too, that's apparently really good.
I really want to try the hot fish.
Yeah.
Is it the, it's not Prince's, but it's
I think
the,
it's Bolton's.
Bolton's.
Yeah.
That's what was on Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to have some hot chicken. I would like to try the Slug Burger place.
We'll go to the city. From here?
Yeah. We'll go to City House, make a weekend of it to come check in with you. We'll do a recording, whatever's fine. I just
dead air.
No, it's not dead air. It's not dead air. I'm just
dead air.
It's thoughtful air. We just want you to be.
Look, it's Greasy Reesey on the TV.
It's gross. It is. We just want you to be happy.
I'm ready to be.
We hope that you haven't been unhappy.
No, yeah. I've been happy.
Because it kind of sounds like that.
Jerk.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get away from you depressing losers and go on my
great.
Own adventure.
This coffee's really hot and it's going to be spilled on
please
your tiny
no,
fingers.
No.
It's not. Look at something he's not using. It's fine.
I'm excited. I need to be somewhere bigger.
Clean that up for you?
Bigger what?
I just feel like here. With more opportunities, there's just more enthusiasm when there's more options to pick from me.
Is it a jollier situation? You know?
I think so, yeah. I'm gonna murder a Santa Claus, and by law, Santa law, I have to become him. Released in 1994, by the way, guys.
I know.
Oh, great.
Because we missed it. Josh
yeah,
knew
I was
it.
Right.
Josh was right. We were like, screw
great.
You.
Great, Tim Allen's a horrible person. Continue.
We're putting our number down.
But no, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be. So this is a good choice, and having a backup plan if things don't go right to be able to come back, that's part of it. That's part
it's
of
not,
the plan.
Look,
but
number one.
Here's the plan. You got to go up there thinking you don't have an option to come back.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But
so you don't have an option to come back. I will burn your house down.
I mean, if things just go critically south, I have an option. Like that's all that is.
Yeah.
Like if I burn your house down.
Look, I think I'm the only one that knows where it is.
Yeah.
I'm not telling
safe.
Anybody. Your secret is safe with me.
All right.
You and your one outlet.
I'm going to use the hell out of that outlet while it's gone.
I know where his house is.
Yeah, Emily knows.
You know where the outlet is?
And unfortunately,
I know where the house is.
And unfortunately,
I'm sure I could probably find
the outlet is centrally located. Yeah. So.
Unfortunately, it is in a place where she is familiar with, so she does know
the
how
basement?
To get back there. No. Dumbass.
Oh, wait.
The location.
Door?
The road.
Oh,
the road.
You're
my
talking
very
about the location.
Pretty much all of my life lives on that road.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm well acquainted with that road.
Oh.
You know where that is? I give you his address.
I'm going to burn a house down. I'm not really.
So
I'm not going to do it
what's
because
gonna
if it happens,
here,
then I'm
what's
going
to happen to your place while you're gone? We need to know.
Yeah.
Well, it's my dad's house.
Yeah, is he going to rent it out or is he going
to... He's get fixed up and do something with it. He's not real sure yet. But.
So,
I don't know. I
if we roll the yard, how long would it take to get cleaned up?
Probably till the next time it rained.
No,
we
won't
do that.
Yeah, Monday as we were driving
there's
through,
there's only like three trees in the yard.
Yeah,
one of them's dead.
Work.
So.
As we were driving back, I was like, you know, Logan, I was all mad you didn't go eat wieners with us, and so
he was pretty mad.
I was like, you know where he lives? Let's go get some toilet paper and roll his yard so he has to clean it up before he leaves.
But it was the foggiest
was
I've
so
ever
foggy.
Seen in my life. I was like, I can't even see the exit to get there. It's fine.
Pretty
it's totally
creepy.
So the fog kept your house clean.
You would have had one more thing to do.
Yeah, that would have been a pain in the butt.
I'd take a lighter to it.
I've still got like two things I have to do at the house. So.
Which are what?
I've got a...
Nope, not going to do that.
He's got to clean his pipes.
Jerk it, folks, is what we're talking about.
I've got one more
God,
load of laundry to fold,
explicit.
And I got a couple dishes to wash, and that's it.
You have a dish?
A couple dishes.
You
want to
take those dish
bowl,
with you?
No.
He's going to use their dishes.
Dishwalla.
Tell me all your thoughts, long God. So what are you going to do when you get there?
Unpack, probably. Go fill out my paperwork. Well, we're going to go eat a dinner to celebrate me coming up there, so.
I'm coming.
We're going to drive to Florence for hot dogs.
Probably.
I knew it.
Logan will be in town all the time, but won't tell
us. He won't tell us.
Mm-hmm. You guys will know.
Nah, we won't. Fine.
Yeah.
That's why like, I broke into his phone. And then I turned on his shared location.
He's looking at the phone.
Yeah.
Which we like, gave him just to see. So
yeah,
that's fine.
I appreciate this is the best thing ever to have.
I'm just going to steal it and run out of town with
it's
it.
It's getting kind of worn and old, but I still love it. It's,
well, that's your own fault.
You know me. I use things to death. So.
Yeah. The iPhone
we had to physically
12.
Give him a phone and make him take a phone so
well,
that we could
so
have.
So we could have iChat.
So, yeah.
Well, and that, and when we would send him links, he couldn't click on them.
That was really annoying.
And emojis were just black boxes.
He was sending us box emojis. He was like, what are you doing?
What are you trying to send us?
Stop this.
Oh, man, I had that iPhone 3G for like the first 2 years, and then I got an iPhone 4 for half a year, and
that was annoying too.
That's right. Did upgrade to just a 4.
Because
if you care to remember, it was like, guys, I'm getting a new phone. We're like, yeah!
Yeah! iPhone 4.
It's an iPhone 4. Fuck you, Logan! What are you doing?
Why?
James was really mad that day. He wanted to break it immediately. But
I did. Like, I was like, if he just sets it down and goes to the bathroom, we could smash it, right?
And he'll think the ghost did it. It's totally fine.
Yeah, your haunted house.
Well, we should meet up for a haunted house.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
Wouldn't they, don't they have a haunted hotel over there?
I forgot that. What was it? The McCamey Manor people have a thing in Alabama now, so.
Wait, no, is that that?
That's the extreme one, yeah.
No, we're not.
Part of it takes place in Nashville, so.
Oh, wait, they take you across state lines?
It's like 3 days worth of.
Holy crap.
I can't handle that.
No, I'm not paying for that.
I might throw up.
A lot.
That's a lot of clowns, bud.
Dude, if they was clowns, I would kill somebody.
Oh, well, like, you write down some fears of yours on a thing, and then they incorporate those.
And if you're stupid enough to do that, then it's your own fault.
I'm really scared of pancakes.
Ooh, look at these pancakes!
I'm terrified of marshmallows.
Mm. Ghost cakes! It's great. So, we...
Terrified of the dark void that surrounds my life.
I'm terrified of naked.
What if they figured out a way to, like, float you in a pool of Jello or something while you were sleeping?
And then there's clowns around you.
Clown Jello.
Then I'd pee in the Jello.
And then it would get in your mouth.
Because sure it would bounce off the Jello.
It just keeps going into my mouth.
It just like slowly leaks into your mouth. You don't know why. Okay, I got to tell you guys a funny story. So shut up. Last night I had a flat tire. I was at the theater. So I dropped it off at Gateway. So I go there this morning and waiting on them to fix it. And this old cat comes in right before I'm getting ready to go with a colostomy bag.
Oh.
Well, that's not the funny part. The funny part is
I didn't laugh at it.
The funny part is that it was apparently a new thing to him. He was trying to sit down and kicked it across the room.
Oh, that's not funny at all.
And then went everywhere. And he laughed about it. And it didn't get on me, so I was cool with it. There's pee everywhere all up in that gateway.
Wait, why would
you
pee?
With a colostomy bag.
No, it was a pee bag. I don't know.
Like a cath bag?
Yeah, that one. Not the poop bag.
Not the poop bag.
Yeah, if that was everywhere, that'd be the worst. It's just a catheter, yeah.
Well, that was a great way to...
Yeah, wow. And that is the antidote of Logan leaving, so...
Is that your jam there?
Logan just pees everywhere and leaves.
Cries and pees, and now he's gone, so... Logan, until you are back with us, what is your jam?
It's going to be the Just Us Geeks podcast.
Oh, shut up.
And all of you guys.
Oh, my God.
This is the jam that's been waiting for 3-plus years.
Well, you know, if you'd have said to a sinner, things probably would have been a little different for you.
Oh. But, yeah, this doesn't compare to anything. This is
James is ruining it.
This is one of the shining periods of my life, and I hope that I can do this many more times.
You going to start your own podcast while you're up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
It's called Only We Nerds. It doesn't flow
like,
as well.
Like we, like small, like we.
You know, I think a couple of guys tried that once and they ended up with something that was radioactive or something. I don't know.
Active radio.
If you do try to replace me on the podcast that you try to start without me, make sure that the host
is a jerk.
That's not what I was going to say.
Actually, the podcast I'm going to start is called I Saw That Was Nice, and it's about antiquing.
That would be a great podcast.
That would
for
be
you.
Amazing.
We're going to go up there, and like next week, Logan's going to bring out episode 143 of I Heard That Was Good. Magically, Tim and Carson are back together again.
Tim and I are going to meet halfway between here and
he's
here.
Totally full of shit. He's just moving to Jackson, and they're all coming back together.
Tim's moving down there.
Hey, what's up? This is Tim. Yeah, it's fine.
All right, yeah. So, Tim, you have to meet me halfway between Erie and Nashville so we can record a podcast.
Well, now the snowpocalypse is over.
That's Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville. We can go there, too. It's fine.
Well, that's my jam. James, what's your jam this week?
That Logan's leaving.
Of course it is.
Damn.
No, I don't know. Just getting to do the show with you.
No.
It's been pretty good, man. Emily, what's your
don't
jam?
Don't touch me.
I'm not prepared with the jam. I did not intend to be on the podcast, yeah, but I'm very sad that you're leaving.
I said, I was like, hey, you want to be on Logan's last podcast for a while?
Yeah.
That's all you said.
Yeah, she was like, fuck that guy.
I did not say
she
that.
She did.
I didn't say that at all.
And then she rolled a tear.
I
and
did.
She said he's still an asshole.
One single tear rolled down.
Hey, I can be your supply of cherry Clearly Canadians.
Yes.
Oh, that's not what I thought
it was. Worth it.
I was like,
did you and I think it was going somewhere else?
Yep, sure do.
I'd be your supplier of cherry Clearly Canadians. So.
Okay.
I'm telling you, man. You just tell us and we'll come up there and it's fine. It's been far too long since I've been in Nashville.
What's your jam?
What's my jam? This is what, episode 285 for the podcast? Is that right? This is 285.
I think so.
Let's see. Let me do a little quick math because I suck at it. The last 151 episodes of the podcast.
Aww.
Has it been 151?
It has.
You should have left last week.
I had to get the Pokemon number.
Hey, guess what? You were on more episodes of the Just Those Geeks podcast than there were episodes of I Heard That Was Good.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All right. I made it longer than Tim and Carson, so yeah. I'm happy.
Wait, you were on more than the original, guys?
Oh, yeah. Those dum-dums were gone a long time ago.
I was on two episodes of I Heard That Was Good, actually.
That's true. You were.
Two. One official and one
no,
that we
three.
Made.
Three, really. Because, like, we did that split episode.
Oh, yeah,
it was really
a shared
ours,
episode. Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that before? You were in a bad mood.
And then the one
but
that
we
why was I in a bad mood?
You hadn't eaten all
late.
Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we were down there, and they were like, we'll provide lunch. You're like, all right, awesome.
And then they didn't.
Like, where's lunch?
Hey, guess what? We don't do those crappy cons anymore.
No, we don't.
And that's because of you, man. I would have continually been doing that forever if it hadn't been for...
Logan,
if it
professional
been,
third wheelness.
If it hadn't been for Logan being like, look, this is stupid. Let's go get Boudin bottles. That, I think, will always be great. Boudin balls.
And then they felt pity on you.
No, they don't. All right, so until Logan returns full time.
I mean, we're still going to be doing a show, so
yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm
going to
be listening now.
Yeah, right.
The stuff I've heard.
He'll now subscribe to the show.
Yeah.
Is going to finally join Jughead's?
Yep. Even on the banner on it.
That's fine. I'm just going to remove your George from that so it looks like you're totally nude.
Okay. You have a big black bar across it, so.
No, it'll be a small bar.
It's straight the title down.
It's like you have to zoom in to see Jughead's incorporated. Yeah. No, it's fine. Logan, you get the last word on this one, buddy.
Good night, everybody.